Inside the huge hangar of the Great Bay Athletic Center, a small crowd watches as an elderly man in a sporty black singlet approaches the lifting platform.
We're going to load the bar to 135 pounds, 135 for Peter Aptekin.
That's not a lot of weight, but Peter Aptekin is not your average powerlifter.
That is a good lift. Let's make some noise.
Aptekin, from Hanover, is 91 years old and lighter than the 135 pounds he's just deadlifted. Before I can talk to him, though, he pulls on a white wool sweater, grabs the golden trophy he alone could win, and slips out the door with his wife. Fellow elder strongman Peter Hubbard is 76. He's competed in Revolution Power Syndicate's last three Federation Championships and holds two powerlifting world records for his age bracket.
I break my own every time I come out.
Hubbard says he got into powerlifting at age 64 after hurting his shoulder. Getting injured, it seems, is a common gateway to lifting.
I was in a car accident in 1995, and I broke my ankle very badly.
59-year-old Lindy Falconer owns the Lynn Joe Craft Shop in Colbert.
I have fabrics and yarns and paints and everything, and I'm doing this.
As Falconer gets ready for her next deadlift, her husband John gets up from his seat to watch.
I've never seen her lift until today. You know, she did it just so she could walk.
The craft shop owner lowers and grips the bar like a swimmer at the edge of a pool. The judge drops his hand, and Falconer slowly lifts the bar up and along with thighs.
And that's a new world record!
World records seem to be falling like rain. So I approach event director James Matta to find out what's going on.
Revolution Powerlifting Syndicate has only been around for roughly 5 years. So the record's broken or the record's within that federation. So that's why you hear a lot of world records.
I was going to 280 PR attempt for Alan Williams on deck, Brian Williams.
Alan Williams from Pittsburgh, like Falconer and Hubbard, came to powerlifting because of an injury. 5 years ago, a hunting accident cost him most of his right foot.
I was bird hunting, and I got out of the boat, slipped, and when I did, I used my gun to catch my balance, and it went off. I ended up with a half-dollar hole in the top of my foot from the shotgun and ended up having to amputate it because there was so much damage on it.
And
not to
be upstaged by his father, we're going to load it on a 285 PR attempt for Brian Williams. He is 16 years old.
As Brian Williams approaches the bench, his mother Tanya informs me that the whole Williams family are powerlifters.
Something fun and interesting that we all are interested in doing is something good to do together. You know, as a family, something different. You know, how many families say, oh, we're going to go on a powerlifting meet, you know?
After father and son lift, Alan Williams returns with an update.
That's a state record for my weight class. Same thing with Brian, he's got it too.
While a sore elbow means Tanya has to ease off, she still gets close to the state records, deadlifting 390, squatting 250, and benching 140.
10 years ago, you'd have told me that I was going to be powerlifting, I would have laughed. Yeah.
Lindy Falconer still can't believe she's a powerlifter.
I never thought I'd ever do anything like this. I got a world record. And everybody's going to say, no!
I'll have to make a t-shirt with it on it.
That shouldn't be hard for Falconer. Possibly the strongest 59-year-old craft shop owner in the world. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.